This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, we're getting a little sing-along here on the show this morning. Good morning, Rose.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe. Who is that singing in the background?
That is Little Meadow.
Oh. How old is Meadow?
Meadow, you want to say hi? She is two.
Oh, yeah, she's probably not going to say hello once you ask.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us why you're in the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. You're celebrating an anniversary of sorts.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I became a notary public in Maine with kind of an added bonus to officiate weddings. It started as just an every now and then, and now it's been 10 years and really a career that I've grown and passion that sparked. Get to write ceremonies, talk about love and travel, so it's beautiful, and I'm trying to really celebrate and honor that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's
not
something
a bad gig.
It's something to say you want to do something and then actually do it.
Be a boss lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Does it pay pretty well to be a notary public? I thought that was something that people did for free.
No, it's not. I had to pay.
Yeah, yeah, you got to pay like for the signature, especially on like mortgage documents or things back and forth with lawyers. But for an officiant, you kind of get to charge your own rate. And I make packages and special deals now. It's really grown.
What's your favorite and least favorite thing about officiating weddings?
Oh, favorite is the creative writing, for sure. It's always been something I've been drawn to, and to be able to speak to people's story and connection, there's nothing like it. And least favorite, sometimes I don't have time to, like, stick around and celebrate. They always offer, which is really sweet, but with the little ones, I usually get to travel and then go back home, but it's sweet to at least heighten that moment for their ceremony and celebrate that part.
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations on making it 10 years with your business. Can we give a plug, Kennedy?
100%.
So if you're in, do you do it all over New England? I know you're in Gorham, Maine, which is way up by Portland, but you do it all over New England. How can people find you?
Absolutely. I'm Massachusetts originally. I go to Vermont. If someone wants to take me to Hawaii, I don't know, anywhere, I'm happy to travel.
Shoot your shot.
She'll go wherever you pay her to go, y'all. That's it and that's all.
I would love to speak about your marriage in Hawaii, if that's possible, on the beach in Maui.
Yes.
And, like, I will bring my expertise wherever you need me. Yes, you can find me as Heather Rose Wedding Officiant. And I've got a couple of websites through The Knot and Wedding Wire, Facebook, Instagram, H Rose Makes It Official.
All right, Heather Rose Wedding. That's what they should look for online.
Amazing.
And now you are officially a member of the Good Vibe Tribe. Congratulations on 10 years in business.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
We now pronounce you.
Meadow, you want to see Good
Vibe Tribe? I see what you did there.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. All right. Bye, Rose. Bye, Meadow.
You say bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
And that is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You got something going on in your life that you want to share, a celebration, an anniversary, an organization that you're involved with, or just a little pat on the back for yourself. That's what we want to do in the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text us. You can record it. We don't have to do it right now. If you want to do it a little bit later on, we can do that too. You can call or text us here in the studio to set that up. 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So today is the day. This morning is the morning. In about 3 hours, Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe, civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen, and film producer Carrie-Anne Flynn are set to blast into space aboard Jeff Bezos' space tourism rocket. The New Shepard rocket is due to lift off from West Texas. The launch window opens at around 8:30 local time, which would be 9:30 here, I believe. The flight will last around 11 minutes, take the crew 62 miles above Earth, crossing the internationally recognized boundary of space, giving the crew a few moments of weightlessness. The spacecraft is fully autonomous, no pilots. Nobody will do anything except sit. It will then return to Earth with a parachute-assisted soft landing, while the rocket booster itself will land 2 miles away from the launch site. And not only that, Lauren Sanchez decided if they're going to go, you might as well look cute while doing so.
Oh, okay.
So she recruited designer Monse to reimagine Blue Origin's flight suits.
Who?
It's a designer named Monse.
Monse, okay.
She says, I think the suits are elegant, but they bring a little spice to space. Like, look it. Do you, whatever, blah, 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 blah,
when you
blah,
have
blah.
Bezos money.
But I mean, the whole concept of having this female-based thing, like, it's really powerful, it's really whatever, and to be like, we should look cute, too. Mm-hmm. While I get it, I like looking cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel astronauts should not look cute, Kennedy?
Look cute all you want. Mm-hmm. I hate that this is the story. You know, these five incredible women are going into space today, and this is the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whatever.
Sure.
You do you. Look cute. It's fine. Yeah.
Feminist icon, Jeff Bezos.
It's not him. There are five women going into space.
Mm-hmm.
He just
so, Kennedy,
for it.
I was just thinking the three of us should be the first morning show to go into space.
I would go into space in a heartbeat if I had
the opportunity. I think we all would. I don't think any of us would shudder at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You doing the traffic from tens of thousands of miles over top of the Earth.
It's 62 miles, but okay.
Whatever. Don't ruin my fun with your science facts. I could just see you doing your impossible parody, looping around Earth.
It doesn't loop around Earth. It goes up and comes down. It's 11 minutes. It's like a ride at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
She's really stomping out your dreams here.
I know. She just hates space.
I don't hate space. I'd go in a second.
Radio in space.
For 11 minutes, minutes, minutes.
I guess she doesn't want to go with us, Dan. Fine, you're out. We're going to dress cute. Right, Dan?
You guys dress cute and go do it. All men all day. Let's go. So I don't know if you guys saw this. Kanye West, for some reason or another, is still allowed to speak on Twitter.
Which is crazy.
And over the weekend, he chose to say some things about Taylor Swift, suggesting that she had been intimate with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles, that it was 1,000% true, but no receipts to back it up. She has sent a cease and desist letter to him, and sources say that Travis Kelce is outraged and wants to have a man-to-man with Mr. West.
Oh, I would like that.
6'5", 250, angry tight end. You don't want that smoke.
The sources say this isn't West just gossiping. This is West sexually harassing a woman, defaming her, and intending to cause harm to her and her career. So
it's insane. Imagine Taylor Swift. You just walked up to give an acceptance speech at the VMAs 15 years ago. And this man jumps on stage and interrupts you and then doesn't leave you alone.
For the rest of your career.
Yeah. When you previously had nothing to do with him.
Because the haters gonna hate.
And he's still, in his mind, Kanye thinks her success is because of him.
Well, he's got a lot of things wrong in his mind.
It's just...
I mean, I hate to give it air, but that was just gross. And so, Travis, you do you.
It's insane he has any platforms.
I know. Coachella happened over, first weekend happened over the weekend. Lady Gaga's headlining set on Friday night was absolutely epic. Some people calling it the best in the history of Coachella. I don't know. It was theatrical and operatic and beautiful. I don't know that it'll ever beat Beachella, but.
Yeah, don't disrespect Beyonce.
I feel like
that.
They were two completely different animals, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was apples and oranges. But right. Either way,
was
really
the,
fantastic.
Was Beachella, was that the one with the marching band? Yeah, that was incredible.
She did like a 3-hour set. It was great.
That was like the wild. Yeah, I think I watched that on like one of the streaming platforms. They have that on there. It's just a wild show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing, you know, they put, when they do these shows at Coachella, they give them a lot of air and a lot of, you know, the headliners get 2 hours. You know, it's like going to 87 concerts. It's not like other, you know, where you go to a. You go to a festival and they only play for however long. This is a full on show. Also, Benson Boone covered Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody with a little help from Brian May himself. Here's what that sounded like.
So good.
Is not okay with the Coachella crowd because when he introduced Brian May, they didn't scream loud enough.
They're all 20-year-old influencers. They don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
During Green Day's set on Saturday night, their pyro lit a nearby palm tree on fire, so whoopsies. Billy Joe Armstrong also made a special appearance during the Go-Go set. Missy Elliott went full-on Transformers, starting her set as a car and then morphed into herself.
Okay, that's kind of dope.
That's the most Missy Elliott thing ever, and I love it.
Charlie XCX brought out Billie Eilish and Lorde. The after parties and the celebrities, Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet were there together. Much PDA between the two of them. Mm-hmm. The Neon Carnival is one of the big after parties. Paris Hilton, Wiz Khalifa, Lance Bass were there. Anderson .Paak, Rachel Zoe, blah, 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 blah. Billions of people. And so, if you didn't have Weird Al Yankovic making his Coachella debut, along with Yo Gabba Gabba, Portugal, The Man, Thundercat, David Arquette's Bozo the Clown, and the legendary Paul Williams, who wrote the song Rainbow Express, singing Rainbow Express in your bingo card.
Wow, I did not,
I hate it
actually.
For you, but here's what that sounded like.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. Something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Okay.
La-di-da-di-da-da-doo.
Problematic icon for 40 years, bothering nobody.
And a song that we can all get behind. And that is what I got.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You're back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Anne-Marie from Dorchester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, your daughter's in the car. What's her name?
Her name is Abigail.
Hey, Abigail. Good morning.
Good morning.
She said good morning. Okay, well,
she's
that's
very shy.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I get it. We sit in a room and talk to ourselves. Totally get that.
I don't need to be in a room to talk to myself. I can do it anywhere.
Yeah, I talk to myself in the hallway, in the break room.
Right?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Anne-Marie?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio,
sure
please?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself 100 bucks. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Anne-Marie, are you ready?
Yes.
Rami Malek and his girlfriend, Emma Corrin, have split after 2 years, at least according to sources. Rami Malek won the 2019 Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of which music icon?
Oh. don't know that one.
I'll give you a hint if you'd like it. He's the lead singer.
Sure.
He's the lead singer of Queen.
Oh my God, what is his name?
That's a big hint.
That was a big
hint. Yes, I know. Oh goodness. I can't think of his name.
Okay, question number two. Senator Bernie Sanders made a surprise appearance at Coachella.
Feel the burn.
Bernie is a senator for which state?
Massachusetts.
Question number three. Britney Spears landed in Mexico for a vacation, and at the airport, one of her bodyguards was carrying a children's doll wrapped in a pink blanket. Huh. Finish the hook to Britney's song, Toxic. Take a listen.
Because you know that I'm toxic.
Question number four. Quinta Brunson will host SNL on May 3rd. Name the hit TV show Quinta created and stars in.
I don't know that one either.
And question number five. Miller High Life is releasing a vinyl album full of beer inside the record. It's called Dive Bar Sounds. What is the slogan for the beer brand Miller High Life?
Oh, I'm not doing too well today.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's just for giggles. It's fine. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Anne Marie and her daughter Abigail from Dorchester just got 0 out of 5.
I'm sorry.
You're just never going to let that go, huh?
Doesn't even make sense anymore.
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Rami Malek and his girlfriend have split after 2 years, at least according to sources. Rami Malek won the 2019 Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of which music icon?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury is correct. 1-0. Senator Bernie Sanders made a surprise appearance at Coachella. He is a senator for which state?
Vermont.
It is Vermont. 2-0. Britney Spears landed in Mexico for a vacation, and at the airport, one of her bodyguards was carrying a children's doll wrapped in a pink blanket. Any idea what that was about?
Man, I don't know why she does what she does. Maybe it's her emotional support dolly. I don't know.
Finish the hook to Britney's song Toxic, Kennedy.
But you know that you're toxic.
Close.
Poison?
Don't you know that you're toxic? Don't you know that you're toxic? 2-0, question number four.
Call myself a fan.
Quinta Brunson will host SNL May 3rd. Name the hit TV show Quinta created and stars in?
Abbott Elementary.
3-0, question number five. Miller High Life is releasing a vinyl album full of beer inside the record. It's called Dive Bar Sounds. What is the slogan for the beer brand Miller High Life?
The champagne of beers?
That's correct. I think Bon Jovi.
I don't understand what that means. How do you put beer in a record?
It's so the vinyl is clear, and inside the vinyl, you'll see a liquid. Bon Jovi just released one for Slippery When Wet, special edition.
Yeah,
they can put liquid inside. So as the record's spinning around on the turntable, you can see the liquid kind of moving around.
The science of vinyl has really evolved, Kennedy.
Okay.
4-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Anne-Marie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash.
The future is now, old man.
It's okay.
You did win yourself some concert tickets, though. You're going to go see Andy Grammer at the Monster Tour at the South Shore Music Circus August 24th. Tickets and more at themusiccircus.org. You enjoy those tickets, Andy
Grammer. Thank you, guys.
He is just a light of positivity in the world.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Anne-Marie from Dorchester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Kennedy with a big trip down to New York City.
Yeah, I went to New York with my girlfriend Laura. And on Friday night, we went to see Othello with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. It was an absolute scene. It was wild to be that close to Mr. Denzel Washington.
Could you feel his aura from the stage?
It was wild. When he walked out, like, you kind of could. You kind of could. And what's interesting when you do these things, like, I'm the kind of person that I want to know just enough, not too much, right, when you go to somewhere. But obviously, I've read Othello. I've seen it a few times before. And the people around me as we were leaving, they were like, well, Jake Gyllenhaal's part was better. And I'm like, yeah, man, Iago's the part. You didn't read it first? But in any event, I'm going to be honest, it was just okay.
It was just okay.
I hate to say
Would you say that if Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal were sitting here?
Well, of course not. Neither would you.
No, I wouldn't either.
Train daddy. But anyway.
Why was it just okay, Kennedy?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's a tough play. You know, not a lot of people alive at the end. Spoiler alert. You know, it is. It's the story of one man hating on another man so bad he kills his own wife. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the sound wasn't great. You couldn't hear Denzel very well.
Is it still off? Is it on Broadway now? Are they still working their way that way? Or
it's never been off. No, it went right to Broadway. They did 2 weeks of previews. It's called previews. So did 2 weeks of previews. And then the opening was this past week. So it's just on its feet, like, right. You know, in real time first. But in any event, that would not preclude you from going to see it. I really, you know, mm-hmm. I think it will only get better.
Right.
You heard it here first. Just okay.
And then I went to see on Saturday night, kind of last minute, or Saturday afternoon, The Picture of Dorian Gray, which is with Sarah Snook, who is from Succession. She played with the daughter in Succession.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if you know the story or not. No, Dorian Gray. So Dorian Gray, it's a book. But basically, it's a guy who gets his picture painted, and the picture's so beautiful. He's such a beautiful man, and he says, I will sell my soul if I can stay this way forever.
Oh.
So the picture stays locked up in an attic somewhere. He stays young forever, and the picture gets older. But
oh, wow.
It leads him, when there are no consequences, what happens to your life, right?
Right.
But she played 26 parts of the book. She basically did the whole book. By herself.
How do you do all this changing
stage,
of the outfits?
On stage.
Wow.
It was
that's
unlike
cool.
anything I've ever seen in my life. 10 out of 10, do recommend.
Wait, what was the name of that one again?
The Picture of Dorian Gray.
The Picture of Dorian. I went to a nightclub in an airport in Germany called Dorian Gray. I'm not even kidding. It's like
So then you don't even need to see the play.
That's
you lived it.
It
would be a good club name because that's really exactly what happens. A lot of hedonism in there.
Aaron, you got to fill the time if you live forever.
Aaron is from Rutland. Good morning, Aaron.
With nothing good.
Good morning.
Also, you went to New York City this weekend. What'd you do?
I did. I actually sent Kennedy an Instagram. I met Boy George.
I know. I can't believe that.
That's my guy. He was
the MC in the Moulin Rouge play, and he was fantastic. They, for those of you who haven't seen the show, it's amazing. They added some of his songs from the 80s, and some people knew him, some people didn't. We sure did.
I just couldn't stage door. It was pouring down rain the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't either, but we saw him, and then these folks were trying to get a selfie, and then they weren't ready, and I'm like, girl, we're ready, let's go.
She sent me a picture. It is fantastic.
Why didn't you say that Boy George was your guy?
Oh, don't you remember?
I know.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't on my bingo card, but it is now. And then I saw Shucked in Boston this weekend, so I'm a little tired.
How did you like Shucked? I heard it's fantastic.
It was good. It was funny, corny maybe, if you want to call
it's
it
absolutely.
That.
I see what you did there.
The level of corn puns are unreal in that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
I heard you were over in God's country this weekend.
Well, you know, had to do a little bowling, so is it Urban, Wild Urban?
Urban Wild, yes.
Urban Wild.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot.
I have no coffee yet.
That's all right.
That's
all right.
Okay.
What were you doing over there, just hanging out bowling?
Just hanging with some of the guys, trying out the lanes, and, you know, baked a cake for the hubby's birthday on last night. So, you know, it was one of those weekends.
Oh, glad you had fun. You always have fun.
I try. You gotta have some fun somewhere.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Corey. It's good to talk.
It's not like a thrilling weekend watching golf.
Yeah, get on my level.
What a segue that was.
Yeah, get on my level. That's all I did was watch the Masters. Well, it was pretty much either sit on my butt and watch golf or stand out in the cold weather and watch lacrosse. So many lacrosse games again this weekend. Yeah, Barrett. They played Roxbury Latin on Friday, and then we got to get back into Charlestown because they had another game Friday night in Charlestown, And then he took a break on Saturday, and then we had another game yesterday in Brookline. So it's just a lot of going from the TV room to the lacrosse field.
I know,
it's exciting. It's
good times. Have kids, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
I have no notes. You live your life.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We want to know what you did this weekend. And I love when somebody calls in before the weekend and says they're going to do something, and then they call us back afterwards, so we get closure to the story.
Yes, very important.
And Ashley from Wyndham had called us because her children's figure skating competition was going to be
happening. That's right. And they were wee little ones.
How old are they again,
Ashley?
2 and 4,
was it?
They are 2 and 4, yes.
How'd it go?
Yeah, they bring home the gold medal. What's up?
They did great. My son, my 4-year-old son, got 2 bronze medals in his 2 competitions. And my 2-year-old daughter got a silver and a gold.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
I need to see video of the 2-year-old. I need it. I need
it
in my
competition
life.
Fierce in the 2-year-old bracket?
Well, she got the silver medal between 2 kids, so she came in last, but got silver,
she did
so
not.
We're good with it.
We'll never tell her there were only 2 kids in that competition. We will never tell her that.
Well, the gold medal, she was literally the only kid that did a performance to music. So,
I'm going to need you to never say that out loud again. I'm going to need you
this
to
tape,
say
Dan.
That she won a gold medal, period.
She did.
That's
my
girl.
She looked great up on that little podium with her gold medal on.
Yes, she did.
She rocked it.
She's 2. She's not going to remember. You can tell a fabulous story. There were 30 kids in the competition. She did a triple axel to win it. You can say whatever you want.
We didn't have video back in your day. That's so great. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it. Congratulations to them.
Thank you. They had such a good time.
Good.
That's so good. So, Kennedy, we'll have to remember them when they win Olympic gold for the U.S.
I just need to see a video of a 2-year-old ice skating. I need to see what that looks like.
It's got
to
be a little milk crate.
Just so cute.
Nick is from Salisbury and had a trip out west. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, everybody. How's it doing?
Good. So where did you go and what did you do?
We went out to California. We flew out to San Diego and we had a running relay race from San Diego to L.A.,
holy cats.
200 miles.
That's a distance.
Yeah, it was a long weekend. About maybe half hour of sleep at a time if you got to sleep. And just you're in a van with 6 other people or 5 other people and you rotate through.
Wow. I don't even want to drive from LA to San Diego.
How often were you running and how far total did you run of that?
I ran about 33 miles and then it rotated through depending. All legs were different legs. Some were 10 miles, some were 5, some were 3, you know. So it kind of depended on how fast the person was running and how far they were running. So, but it was right up the coast. It was gorgeous.
How do you feel today?
Stairs are not my friend. Not at all. Going downstairs is an experience.
I might not run 33 miles this entire year.
And then you got to hop on the plane and come back, right? And you
get off the plane and work on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a cool experience, though. Why did you do it?
What was the race for? it's a Ragnar race, so they've got them all over the world, I guess, all over the country. This one wasn't for raising money for anything specific, but they do have some that do that. But it was just a good time. It's honestly the first time I've done a race with like a team instead of an individual kind of race. So it was a lot of fun. Great group of people. Great time.
Oh, definitely congratulations time. To you, my guy.
Wow, what a great accomplishment.
Nice work.
Nice work. Carolyn is from Milford. And went to a convention this weekend, Kennedy.
Oh, where'd you go? Who'd you see? Tell me everything.
I went to my first Supernatural convention. I have been wanting to go for over a decade, and this is the first one that came to Boston.
Was everybody there?
It was. Oh my God! Yes, I met Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles.
Nuh-uh.
I got a hug from Jared.
Nuh-uh.
I can die happy.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say this. I go to a lot of conventions. This is my first Supernatural. This is the most interesting one. This is the first one I've been to where everybody, including the guests, are asking people, are you hydrated? Have you had your snacks? Have you slept? There's a reason they call it the Supernatural Family.
Well, I'm glad you had such a good time.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. Kennedy, you need to go. They're going to do one next year.
All right. You let me know. I'll come with you.
I'm looking up the shows you're talking about, it because I have no idea. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, by the way. And no, I have not watched a single second of this show. Could not point out one cast member. And this show was on 15 seasons.
I've talked to you about this show numerous times.
I know you have.
I've
but
watched
I've just
the entire
never
series
seen it.
Three times all the way through. It's what I watch when I can't sleep. It's what I watch when I need to feel better about myself. And the soundtrack alone, Carson, you would very much enjoy.
Oh, yeah? What's the vibes of the...
It's like rock. Just rock from like the 70s, 80s.
All right. I know what I'm
Carry On My Wayward Son is the beginning of every series.
There'll be peace when you have gone.
That's how they
lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry?
That's how they recap every season. Yes. Wow.
Tracy from Air, real quick. Air. You spent a lot of time yesterday downloading photos for what?
I went on a Lord of the Rings tour to New Zealand last month. And I have oodles of pics, and I just cannot say enough about it. It exceeded my expectations on every level.
That's awesome. Now, what are you going to do with all those photos? Going to blow them up and put them all over the house, right?
No, I'm actually going to I'm going to make like a coffee table book of my trip so that I have it, like, and look at it.
That's a great
idea. Started doing that too, like actually scrapbooking, putting photos in a book, because one day this computer is going to die and all my photos will be on it, and I don't want that to happen. So
very cool. Thank you for that, Tracy.
Having physical copies of stuff is so important.
Producer Dan, what'd you get into over the weekend?
So I went up to Hampton Beach on Friday night.
Let's
go. And we stayed the night up there. And let me tell you, driving down the strip of Hampton Beach during the off season is like going through a post-apocalyptic world. Because you're like, all these places that are jam-packed with people are now boarded up. You're like, that's the arcade we used to play at. And there's just plywood. So we got up there. We got to the house. We went out. I got a delicious clam chowder.
Nice.
Shrimp plate.
Let's go.
We went down to the Goat. We went over to Wally's, played darts. They had an awesome band playing.
Mm-hmm.
We made new friends, and we went over to the L Street Tavern with them. And Kaylee was trying to get this guy desperately to sing karaoke with her.
Aww.
And he is like a reserved man who was a little more quiet. He was like, he had a deer in the headlights look.
Right.
So I was like, I'll jump on that grenade.
I was going to say, where the hell were you? You were a superstar in the karaoke.
Only on the radio, man. I really don't sing karaoke in my personal life.
But you should, because you're so good and you bring the audience what they want.
What did you sing?
You're the One That I Want from Greece.
Oh, come on. Is there video?
Is there audio? Is there video?
There's something going on. Yeah, I don't have it on me, but yes. Brought the house down. 10 out of 10.
Well,
of course you would.
I'm going to need to see that.
Yeah. Right.
How dare you not share it with me?
I'm really kind of disappointed.
And the people.
Well, I'll get it for the mix Instagram.
Dan's like, what's happening? I'm being peppered. So many questions.
How dare you?
And then the reason we were up there, Saturday morning, we had to attend wake and funeral service for somebody in Kaylee's family. This guy, Don, who was 96 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I only met Don last year in the summer at Hampton, so I met him like two or three times, but he was 95 at that point.
Right.
So I got to learn about this guy's incredible 96 years of life.
Mm.
He joined the military after high school. He was an aide to General Douglas MacArthur.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, when he was the supreme commander of the Allied powers in Tokyo.
He's seen some things.
Yeah. He was like a figure skating judge, and his daughter ended up being like a professional figure skater that toured around. He was a fire chief. He'd lived this crazy, incredible life. At 96 is a good run, man. Mm. So it was cool to kind of get to know somebody I really didn't know that much.
Right.
Then we went home and watched the Red Sox documentary.
Mm. Not as exciting as his life.
It's good, though.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
I didn't even want to watch it because I was like, they sucked last year. And then Kaylee got me into it, and now I'm like, it's so good.
Yeah, I've heard it. I said to you on Friday I was going to watch it this weekend.
It is so good.
But I didn't watch it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson Kennedy. And Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try.
That's a jingle.
Homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Katarine from Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get the pronunciation correct?
It's Katharine, but that's okay.
Katharine. Okay, Katharine. I want to get it right. As somebody whose name is spelled weirdly, I get very upset when people get it wrong. Katharine. Now I got it.
Understood.
Kennedy,
but you won't say Timothée Chalamet. I see how it is.
I will never say Timothée Chalamet.
Well, and I won't name. And I'll never say Ibiza. Catherine, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, as you know, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I think so, yes.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, turning 48 today, named the 90s TV show that made her a huge star.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Lady Gaga played an epic set at Coachella. Benson Boone brought out Brian May from Queen. And Weird Al made his Coachella debut during Yo Gabba Gabba's set.
I love that.
What is Benson Boone's only Billboard Top 10 hit so far?
Styx. What's the name of it?
Are you thinking
Season
of
the Sticks?
Stick Season? Is that what you're thinking?
Stick Season. That is exactly what I'm thinking of. Yes, yes. Perfect.
Question number 3. 11 years ago today in 2014, this song was released. Listen to the hook and then tell us who sings it.
Stay with me. Cause you're
name the artist.
I believe that is Sam Smith.
Question number 4. Rory McIlroy won the Masters in dramatic fashion and completed his career grand slam in golf. If you are one stroke under par for a hole, it is called a birdie. What is it called if you're two strokes under?
Oh, I should know this.
Okay.
Birdie. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I can't remember.
And question number 5. The 5 stars of the movie The Breakfast Club all reunited for the first time in 40 years at a convention in Chicago. Can you name 3 of the 5 actors who made up The Breakfast Club?
Oh, my goodness. Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevan, and... Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I got 2.
All right, let's get Kennedy
you got
back.
You 1.5.
Kennedy back in the, in the studio. All right. Those were tough.
Oh,
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Catherine Hello. From Lynn got 2 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have Jace in the car, too. Jason and help.
Hi, Jace.
Good morning, Jace.
Hello.
How old is Jace?
Hola.
Jace
is 8.
8. All right.
Hola.
He's bilingual, Kennedy, a man of culture.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, 48 today. Can you name the 90s TV show that made her a huge star?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Tied at 1. Lady Gaga played an epic set at Coachella. Benson Boone brought out Brian May from Queen. And Weird Al made his Coachella debut during Yo Gabba Gabba's set. What is Benson Boone's only Billboard top 10 hit so far?
Crying out loud.
Wow.
Don't wow me.
Wow.
Don't wow me. I can't think of it.
Beautiful Things, Canada.
Yep.
Just remember.
Oh.
You're a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
1-1. Question number 3. 11 years ago today in 2014, this song was released. Listen to the hook and tell us who sings it.
Stay with me. Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay.
Name the artist.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith is correct. Tied at 2. Rory McIlroy won the Masters in dramatic fashion and completed his career grand slam. In golf, if you are one stroke under par for a hole, it's called a birdie. What is it called if you are 2 strokes under?
An eagle?
3-2, question number 5. The 5 stars of the movie The Breakfast Club all reunited for the first time in 40 years at a convention in Chicago. Can you name 3 of the 5 actors who made up The Breakfast Club?
Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson.
Anthony Sheedy. Yes. There you go, Kennedy. It was not Emilio Esteban. So 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Catherine, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Good work, Kennedy.
You're welcome. Good job.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy? Oh, did you hear Jay say good job?
But I am Catherine, and this is Jace. We're from Lynn, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Vaya con Dios, Jace.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Are you the kind of person that keeps track of something, and when you show other people what you keep track of, they just kind of turn their head sideways like your dog looks at you if you mention the word treat? It's 617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. It really clicked the other day. I took a screen grab of Barrett's lacrosse statistics, and I posted it on Instagram, and I got so many messages from people. And a lot of them were like, oh my gosh, I do this for my kids, whatever sport they play. And then the other half of the people were, are you okay? You need to go touch grass.
Like, what exactly are you keeping track of?
You are touching grass.
It's turf, to be
Whatever.
Fair.
Depends on where you're playing.
So when Barrett moved to goalie full-time in 2022, he'd been playing lacrosse, but he moved into goalie. He was pretty good at it. And at the end of the season, he was like, how did I do? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, what's a good save percentage for lacrosse goalies? And I was like, that is a fantastic question. I have no idea. So we looked it up. We found out if you're like in the 50 to 60% range for like college lacrosse goalies, you're some of the best in the country. So I said, 50% or more seems like it's a pretty good number.
I think it's really important to do what you're doing. I love it.
So he said, would you track? And I was like, okay. So I started keeping this list. So after the first season, I had just like the game, how many shots and how many saves. And that was it. And then as it progressed into more games and more teams, I started getting more detail, like where the games were happening, the date, what the weather was like, score, how the other goalie did. Last year.
You're keeping stats like a true statistician would.
Right.
Here's Barrett's save percentage on a left-handed shot from 5 feet or more away in the lower left-hand corner of the net.
That's what I'm talking about.
And there were 31 games just in the spring last year. Mm-hmm. 31 just in the spring. That doesn't include the summer. That doesn't include the fall. And I have every game, every statistic. So what is it in your life that you keep track of that people go, are you okay?
Does he even look at him ever?
He wants to know. Now he does.
I feel like it's important. I feel like especially as you get older and older and there's competition for things like, sure. You know, what can you learn from? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I don't think you're crazy.
When you're trying to get him a scholarship, you can just send your spiral notebook.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here's every shot Barrett's ever faced.
Correct, well, Dan.
And I don't know how to work like Excel or spreadsheets or any. I would love to give these numbers to.
Give it to me.
Really?
Are you joking?
Oh.
How many Google,
are you good at?
How many Google? It's because he doesn't look at the Google Sheets, right?
Do we have a Google Sheet?
We have several.
We have several Google Sheets.
Jen, what is it that you keep track of?
My spending.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm an accountant by trade, and I literally put down if I bought a soda with my credit card.
Yeah, I just let it
every
roll.
Every little thing.
Yeah, I just go off vibes.
Does it work? Did it go through? Then I won.
Well, I was telling Dan off air, it really helped when I was going through a divorce, and they were like, fill out your expenses, and I remember things that no other person ever remembers. Like your license plate registration every 2 years.
That's, you know, I am so jealous. I think you are in like the 1% of people in society that track absolutely every dime of what they spend.
I think we just weren't taught to do it. I didn't have my own checking account until I got divorced.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? We just weren't taught.
Right.
It's part of what I do for work, so it's just easy for me.
You just feel like a more adultier adult than I'll ever be.
Do you ever just buy stuff?
I have areas where I excel.
Do you ever just be like, I'm going to buy this and I don't care?
I do.
Good.
Because I know if I can afford to or not.
Oh.
Well,
if, if you saw how much I spend on Uber Eats in a year, you would be distraught with me.
Oh, that's my son. Yeah, for sure.
So being that you count every penny, every dime, every nickel, what was the last thing that you like was a splurge item that you're like, screw it, I'm going
to
do it?
Saturday, I went to the spa for a couple of hours and did it up.
Treat yourself.
That's it.
You got it.
Now, do you spend money on like the $8 coffees and things like that?
Not so much.
Yeah, yeah. That gets me every time.
My treat for me is eating out. I love to eat out. I do it a couple nights a week.
Me too.
That's it for me. That's where my money goes.
I am so jealous of you. It's much more beneficial to your life than keeping stats of an 11-year-old playing lacrosse.
I don't know. They both seem to bring you both joy.
Yeah.
Unless Derek goes pro someday, then those could be worth something.
Do you know what a pro lacrosse player makes? Let's put it this way. They all have second jobs as car salesmen and insurance salesmen.
That's fair. Yeah.
He should have put a golf club in his hands when he was real young.
All right. Thanks so much, Jen. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
How are things in Westford nowadays?
They are good.
My second favorite town in all of Massachusetts, Dan.
What's your favorite thing about Westford, Carson?
Westford Academy, bro. Don't you know? A bunch of my friends went to Westford Academy, and they said everybody thought it was a bougie private school. It's just a public school, but for some reason.
Yeah, it's just a regular high school.
Right, but it sounds very bougie. Westford Academy, yes. All right, Kennedy's out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening, Emma. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. You tie. That is a loss for you, question number one. Ava Mendez says Ryan Gosling was responsible for the new Oscar category recognizing stunt work because he campaigned for it while promoting The Fall Guy. Has Ryan Gosling ever won an Oscar?
Yes.
Question number two. Today, in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded at Ford's Theater in Washington. Who shot him?
Oh, John Wilkes Booth.
Apple TV Plus has canceled their original series Mythic Quest after four seasons. Can you name the most watched Apple TV original of all time that just finished up its second season last month?
Ted Lasso.
Question number four. Kanye West tweeted some inappropriate things about Taylor Swift. Taylor hit him with a cease and desist, and Travis Kelce reportedly wants to confront him man to man. Kanye and Taylor have been linked ever since Ye interrupted her speech to claim Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. Which award show did that happen?
MTV Music Awards.
And he said, Taylor, hold on, I'm going to let you finish. And then he just, 15 years later, still hasn't let her finish.
And question number five. For the one-year anniversary of Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter issued 1,000 clear vinyl records filled with brown liquid to make them look like espresso. But they're already sold out, Dan. I know you're upset about
that. Womp womp.
What is the name of Sabrina's 2024 Grammy-winning album that has Espresso on it?
Short and Sweet.
Just like me. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
No, people wouldn't describe me like that, Dan. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Emma, finished strong. She got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Yep, these are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Ava Mendez says Ryan Gosling was responsible for the new Oscar category, recognizing stunt work because he campaigned for it while promoting The Fall Guy. Has Ryan Gosling ever won an Oscar?
No.
Nominated 3 times, but no wins yet. 1-0. Today in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded at Ford's Theater in Washington. Who
Spoiler
shot him?
Alert.
Del Mook's Booth.
2-1. Apple TV Plus has canceled their original series, Mythic Quest, after 4 seasons.
It needed to go.
Yeah, I watched
that
like
last
the first.
Was rough.
I liked the first season.
First 3 were good. It was the last.
Did you watch? You got it to 3 seasons.
I've watched it all. I'm still watching. I don't like it. I don't like it as much this season, right. But I'm still watching it.
Can you name the most watched Apple TV original of all time that just finished up its 2nd season last month?
Severance.
It is Severance.
Okay. It passed Ted Lasso, but otherwise you would have been right.
3-1. Question number 4. Kanye West tweeted some inappropriate things about Taylor Swift. Taylor hit him with a cease and desist. And Travis Kelce reportedly wants to confront him man to man. Kanye and Taylor have been linked ever since Ye interrupted her speech to claim Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. Which award show did that happen?
MTV VMAs.
4-2. Question number 5. For the 1-year anniversary of Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter's issued 1,000 clear vinyl records filled with a brown liquid to make it look like espresso. Okay. These liquid vinyl things are all the rage right now in Canada. They're sold out, though. Sorry.
Well, until Prince's family makes one.
Yeah, it'll be purple water.
Well, and duh. So, yeah.
What is the name of the Sabrina's 2024 Grammy-winning album that has espresso on it?
Short and Sweet.
5-3 is the final score. Woo. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Emma.
Oh, man.
It's okay. You still had fun, right?
Yeah. Is Benny still in the car with you?
Benny's still in the car. Benny, want to say hi?
Say hi. Say hi. You have to sing it.
You don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do anything. This is America.
He's shy. He
Benny,
listens every morning.
It's all right, buddy.
Benny, whatever you do, do not say hello. You are not allowed to say anything. Don't do it. Don't say hello. Benny, don't say anything.
He's just smiling.
Thought the reverse psychology. I guess it only works on me. Well, we appreciate you listening and calling in this morning, Emma. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Emma from Westford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Benny?
And the Jets.
Oh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please say hey to Melissa from Hyde Park.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Melissa's at work. Can I say where you work? Am I allowed to say that? I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, that's fine.
She works at the police department.
Oh, be cool. It's the fuzz.
Everybody on their best behavior. Kennedy, hide your weed.
I don't need to. It's legal here.
Yeah.
It's absolutely legal here. I have a card and
everything. I can't arrest you.
These kids have it so easy.
I swear to God.
I used to have to hide it in Altoid box.
Don't even start. You don't know nothing about nothing, Daniel.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Until you steal a bag of seeds and stems from your dad, you haven't done nothing. Good luck to you, my friend.
I can't say on the radio all the things I've done.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. And Melissa, you're going to win yourself $1,000. Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. It's kind of like a cell. She can't hear anything that is happening now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you tell me which singer's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta?
That would be Lady Gaga.
In addition to vodka and hot dogs, Betty White was partial to chocolate cake for breakfast. That's according to a former co-star of hers. True or false, Betty lived to be 100 years old. True or false?
False. I think she died right before her 100th birthday.
Question number 3. Who played the villain in the 2023 film Saltburn?
What's his name? Oliver Quick.
All right. Question number 4. Teddy Mellencamp said her famous dad called her to discuss her burial. She's battling stage 4 cancer, but Teddy clarified it was a lighthearted conversation and they were laughing the whole time. Who is her famous dad?
What was her name again? Sorry.
Teddy Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp.
Question number 5. Who plays Emily in Emily in Paris?
Lily, why can't I think of her last name?
You're pretty good at this.
Lily Collins.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow, that was very good. What do you do at the Boston Police Department?
So I work in the fleet management division. We handle all the vehicles. Mm.
And you have a landline, don't you?
I do. I'm calling from the work phone.
Great phone, Kennedy. Great phone.
We love it.
It's like 1988 up in this 88 in this place. All right, Melissa got 4 out of 5, by the way.
Oh,
Kennedy.
My gosh. Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Kennedy, which singer's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta?
Lady Gaga.
Tied at 1. Lady Gaga rolls off the tongue a little bit more.
Yeah, that is a mouthful. There's so many syllables.
A lot of name in there. Question number 2. In addition to vodka and hot dogs, Betty White, was partial to chocolate cake for breakfast. That's according to a former co-star of hers. True or false, Betty lived to be 100 years old. True or false?
True. Dang it. Was she 99?
99.
Like in a day or something?
She was real close to hitting the century mark.
Real close.
Melissa's winning 2-1.
All right.
For $1,000.
You need to get all of these correct.
Kennedy, who played the villain in the 2023 film Saltburn?
Barry Keoghan.
Jacob Elordi is the correct answer.
Okay.
2-1.
That's question. The way you look at the movie, you know, the way I did.
I have not seen the
He's
movie.
He's not
to
alive
give an
at the end, so show me how.
He was still the bad guy, though.
They were all bad guys. There was nothing but anti-heroes in that. It was awful.
Question number 4. Teddy Mellencamp said her famous dad called her to discuss her burial. She's battling stage 4 cancer, but Teddy clarified it was a lighthearted conversation, and they were laughing the whole time. Who is her famous dad?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
4-2. Question number 5. Who plays Emily in Emily in Paris?
I have no idea.
You don't? Oh. Lily Collins. 4-2 is the final score. We gave away $1,000.
Hashtag suck it,
Sal is right.
Melissa, this is the part where you get excited that you won $1,000.
I'm like in shock. I play every day, multiple times.
That's incredible. Who is that screaming in the background? Your coworkers?
That's my coworker, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Make Melissa buy lunch today.
Yeah, they already said that.
I'm the one that dials the phone every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely get, you got to break her off a piece. Yeah,
that's 20% right there.
Yeah, I think so.
It's hard to get through.
I'll give her something.
So Melissa gets the win, 4-2. Congratulations, you just won yourself $1,000. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Melissa?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and it can't be Melissa, not even close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.